what really is the ultimate purpose of creation? Like, what's it all about? Like, why did God create everything, create a world? You ever ask yourself this question? I'm sure you did. Everyone asked themselves this question once in a while. Sometimes it's when you were a teenager. Maybe sometimes when things aren't going well in life and you feel frustrated and everything's falling apart. And you just like raise your shoulders and are like, you know, what is all of this? Why did God need all of this? Why did he do all of this? Or sometimes lying on your back on a starry night and seeing the universe, wondering if there are so many billions of light years of galaxies and as big as the universe is, why did God have to make a world with cockroaches and flat tires and milk that goes bad and people that want to hurt each other badly, etc.? What is the ultimate purpose of creation? So there are many answers in the Jewish literature given for this, many reasons given for the purpose of creation. But to be honest, when you learn all the reasons given for the purpose of creation, for why the reasons that are given why God created the world, you're always able to ask questions on them, and they don't quite suffice to really give a satisfying explanation. And there's a Hasidic discourse from the Rebbe Rashab, Reb Shalom Dovber of Lubavitch, whose Yahrzeit is today, a very famous mimer in his Hemshech Samach Vav, in one of his most important works. He has a long Hasidic discourse, very fundamental, where he goes through all the reasons that are given, and indeed shows that really they're not the ultimate purpose for the creation of the world. They're all true. They all are part of the things that the God gets out of creating the world, but they're not the ultimate purpose, the ultimate answer to why God created the world. So first, the Rebbe Shah brings from the Arizal that the Arizal, the Holy Ari in Kabbalah, explains that God created the world to reveal his perfection, his energies, and his potential. God wanted to reveal and express what he's capable, his powers of what he could do. And the Rebbe Shab says that although that's definitely true, that when God created the world, he expressed what he's capable of doing, as wonderful as the world is, and like Louis Armstrong said, it's a wonderful world for the most part. But yet everyone understands that God didn't reveal in the worlds that we see his infinite power and his infinite potential. In fact, we know that he had to contract his infinite light, his infinite revelation, to be able to bring about the finite world that we perceive. So the revelation that we have in the world from God is not all his ultimate perfection, his ultimate potential. And besides that, the Rebbe Shab says, the whole idea of needing to actualize a potential, something that applies to human beings, where having the potential for something and actualizing it is two different things. In an infinite, self-sufficient God, there's no quote-unquote need to reveal one's perfection. To whom would he need to reveal it? There's just him. So then the Rebbe Shah brings from the Zohar. The Zohar says that God created the world so that there should be beings that know him. God wanted to be known, and therefore he created reality so that we should know God. But the Rebbe Shah says that although it's true that we could somehow know a little about God, but if God wanted that we should know him, he could have made it a lot easier. In upper, higher spiritual worlds, we would have known him a lot better. Forget about angels that know God better than we. God could have just brought about spiritual planes of vessels to receive his being. Why would he have to bother making us, human beings that like need a cup of coffee to get their eyes open in the morning? And even after that, how much can we really know about God? Why would he have made these lowly physical worlds? And though the Rebbe Shab doesn't bring it, there's another famous answer that's usually said over from the Ramchal, that the Ramchal's whole system is based on the fact that God wanted to give us the opportunity to earn a relationship with him, to work on and earn a relationship with God. Because when a person receives something without having worked for it, it's nahama de kisufa. It's bread of shame. It's like a poor person that gets charity, gets handouts. There's shame there when a person gets something, a handout, without having earned it. So God wanted to give us the opportunity, put us in this situation where like things could go so wrong in our lives and we have so many struggles, so that we should have to work on it and earn a relationship with him, earn knowing God, earn having a connection with God. But based on what the Rebbe Shab says, you could ask the same question. Okay, but God, the whole idea that human beings are ashamed to receive something without having earned it is also something that God created. He created us with that nature. He could have created us without that nature, that we wouldn't have shame in earning it, in receiving and knowing Him and reveal and receiving God's perfection. So again, that might be true that in the parameters of the world that God created now, we have to earn it to not have shame, but that can't be the ultimate purpose of creation. Because He could have made us with a different nature that there wouldn't be shame in receiving a handout. So the Rebbe Shab brings that really the sages, the Chazal, in two places in the Medrash say the ultimate purpose of creation. But you need to understand what the Rebbe Shab explains is that they're not reasons. There is no reason for the creation of the world. There is no logical reason or logical explanation for why God created the world. Because you see, God created logic. Logic, rational explanations are all part of creation. The whole setup that somebody only does something when there's a rational reason for it is after God created parameters of logic and a working rational mind. God's beyond that. God's infinite essence doesn't work with rational explanations. So there is no reason for why God created the world. It's not that we don't know the reason. There is no reason. God, before God created anything, doesn't have reasons. There is no rationalization. That's all part of creation. But the sages reveal in the Medrash that Nis'av HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lius Leidir B'Tachtonim, that God had a desire, a yearning, a longing. And in another Medrash in Shir Shirim, Zeh Olam Shenishtoikek HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Breisei, that God had a passion, a desire to create the physical world, Tachtonim, a low, dark, physical world. For what purpose? Because he had a tithe, he had a desire to have a dira, a home. God desired to be revealed, that his infinite essence should be revealed in the lowliest physical world. Why? There is no why. That's what the sages mean when they say that it's a desire. Just like a human being, when you have a desire, why do some people desire chocolate ice cream and some people nebuch desire pistachio ice cream? There's no explanation. It's something that's beyond rationalizations. It's just a desire. This is what you yearn and long for. So the sages are saying that God's ultimate purpose of creation is not a logical reason. It's a desire. It means it's coming from a place of God that's beyond rationalization. His essence wants to have a home in our physical world. There is no why, but that is the ultimate purpose. It can't make sense. It doesn't make sense because there is no sense. There is no reason. There's just the ultimate purpose that God wants. And therefore, He had to create the darkest, lowest world because His tithe, His desire is dafka to dwell in the tachtonim, in the lowest possible physical world. But we understand that we have to take from this in our lives. That sometimes when we get frustrated, why is the world the way it is? Why is it so messed up and chaotic sometimes? Why are there so many challenges? Why is it so hard to be inspired? The answer is because that's the ultimate purpose of creation. Those days where things go so badly and you just raise your hands up and you say, the world can't get worse. So God is saying, right, so bring me there. Why? There is no why. God is beyond the why and an answer. That's just what He wants. But that's the beauty of knowing that our lives as they are in our physical being, as we are, bring God into it. That's what God wants. And that's why ultimately Judaism is not about being inspired and about being in the heavens. It's about physically, whenever you do physical things, make God a part of it. That's what Shulchan Aruch is. That's what all the laws are about. That's what our religion is about, because that's what the world is about. Every struggle you have, every time that you serve God and all you feel is that you're just a physical body doing, going through emotion, that's part of the ultimate purpose of creation, to bring God's infinite essence here in the physical world, which we will see with the coming of Mashiach.